only a joke.
Not funny.
What's the matter, little piggy?
Don't call me that.
Won't she even let you have a sense of humour?
I told you, she doesn't stop me doing anything. Unlike you, darling, she is not a scheming little control freak. She... Fiona allows me to have a mind, to use that mind, to enjoy myself and have my own personal freedom.
But you're still not allowed to eat meat.
Because I choose not to.
I think you're scared of her.
Ah, now you're being ridiculous.
I think that you are so scared of her that you haven't even eaten meat in a dream. Poor little piggy. Poor, scared little piggy.
I've told you not to call me that.
Oh. Just like the good old days. The happy threesome. Me, you and your temper. One happy family.
For God's sake.
Some toast.
Why am I having this dream?
Unresolved issues?
What about being a vegan?
Perhaps. Cream?
What?
Cream in your coffee.
Yes, of course, cream. You know I never have milk. It makes the coffee... What am I saying? Darla, we can't have this conversation. Quite despite the fact that you have long since ceased to be a part of my fantasies, you are dead. You died over a year ago.
Did I?
Of course, I never found the body. But that's the typical drama queen in you, isn't it?
Oh, don't be a nasty piggy. You know I was unhappy. You made me unhappy, Robert.
Clothes on the beach and no suicide note. I often wondered if you wanted it to look like murder.
Maybe it was.
And you did it all on the day of our divorce, theatrical to the last.
Well, I am an actress, darling, and I thought the writer in you would appreciate the sentiment. Or at least the grand gesture. Assuming there is any writer left in you.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Oh, forget it. I am done with your mind games. Do you know what that did to me? Being told by the police that you were dead.
Do you know what it did to me?
It was your choice.
No, it wasn't. It was hers. Fiona, your devoted agent. A little too devoted, as it turns out.
She rescued my career.
And then buried it again.
That is not true.
Of course it is. You know it is. What are you writing now? Nothing. You haven't written a thing since you married her.
Oh, you're very well informed for a corpse.
Darling, the truth is, she only married you to get her hands on the other half of your royalties.
Fiona married me because she loved me.
Loved? Something you want to tell me.
Loves me. More than you ever did. Now, get out of my head. I can't believe I'm still having dreams about you.
Perhaps you should have never left me.
It would have been difficult to stay together, seeing as you're dead.
Oh, but if we had stayed together, I wouldn't be dead. Toast.
And even if you weren't dead, well, after that night...
Darling?
That night, after my birthday, up at the country cottage, that night when
Darling?
You...
Darling?
With the knife, when you...
Mustard!
Why am I having this dream?
Your mind is hungry. It craves something it can't get in the waking world. Now, listen, darling. Don't think of this as a full English. Think of it as an intellectually stimulating sausage.
What? Odd. I've forgotten you could make me laugh.
And I make good food, too, which is currently getting cold.
How can it get cold in a dream?
Because otherwise it wouldn't be right.
Right.
In tune with nature. The reality of the real world must always be realised, otherwise the dream can't probably exist.
Where'd you read that? The Guardian? And what about flying? Now that's not in tune with nature. What about those dreams?
Those are other dreams. They aren't like this one.
What does that mean?
It means soon your breakfast will be cold and awful and you'll have missed the chance to eat bacon and eggs with garlic mushrooms. Come on, darling. What are you afraid of? This is just a dream. Why don't you simply enjoy it?
Garlic mushrooms? Oh, you're always good with them.
Thank you, darling.
And that bacon does smell good, and... And if, you know, if it's only a dream, I guess it won't really matter. Okay. Well, I'm here. Pass me the mustard. Thanks. And I think I would like some brown sauce.
Brown sauce?
Hey, if this is my dream, I'm going to have brown sauce. Oh, God, that tastes...